Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend to you. Frank Rush along with you today, another weekend. And this week we're going to spend a little bit of time to talk about something that you may not have thought of as we talk about the coronavirus and the pandemic. It's something that has kind of come to a lot of people's attention, unfortunately, at the last minute and made them shriek in terror in a lot of cases. Is say you have a big life event planned, like a wedding or some other kind of party. And now because of the limitations as to how many people we can have together, now you either have to cancel it or you have to do it again, plan it again at a different date, and getting all that put together, it could be a real nightmare. Well, somebody that knows how to handle those nightmares is somebody that a lot of folks around town knows about. Jeanette Winchester with Simple to Elegant, who is probably the largest event planning service we've got here in the whole Wabash Valley, joins us today. Jeanette, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Frank. Thanks.
You've been doing this for how long now?
20 years. We're in our 21st year.
Wow. And out of that, literally thousands of events.
We've done over 5,000 weddings, parties, and events. Yeah.
Does it seem like that many?
Sometimes it seems a little more, but most of the time, no, it really doesn't seem like it's been that many until I stop and think about it.
The coronavirus pandemic and the limitations on crowd sizes, this is something that we've never dealt with before.
Never dealt with anything like this. That's for sure. It's all new territory for the industry that I'm in, as well as many other industries, but seeing the ripple effect and the ramifications when it deals with weddings has been remarkable. It's really been sad and hard to deal with, but it's something that must be dealt with.
And it's affected just here in the Wabash Valley, probably hundreds of events. You've got weddings, corporate events. I'm sure you've seen a lot of cancellations and reschedulings.
A lot of reschedulings, postponements. And, you know, just around the corner are all these graduation parties that people are used to having. And another large impact has been the prom industry. We do a lot of proms in our industry with the decorating and working with the classes on their themes and whatnot. So that's another thing that is, are they going to be able to? Are they not going to be able to? Can they do it at a later date? Just a lot of the unknown variables in there have been. That's what we've been dealing with for sure.
And as folks think about it, weddings usually don't come till summer and fall now are big wedding times. But like you said, the proms and a lot of those events, those are just starting to really pick up as the spring gets underway.
Well, absolutely. The largest wedding time in our community tends to be fall. The largest wedding month overall is October. The second one is September. And then it goes into the springtime and summer, April, May, and June. And of course, April, May, and June is what we're talking about that's really being impacted by the pandemic.
How much problems have you seen that couples are having now that they've had to reschedule some weddings and stuff? Are they able to get it done, or are they having to think about maybe moving it, you know, a year out instead of, you know, just a few months?
Well, we've rescheduled a lot of weddings for couples that had already had us working with them and their families. And the hardest part, I would have to say, is the emotional acceptance of it. It's very, very hard. This is a day that hasn't just been penciled in on a calendar for a year or better. This is a day that everyone has been looking forward to, and they've invited 200 or 300 people or even just as few as 100 to enjoy their special day. And their special day is not going to happen on that special day. And getting past the emotions and the tears and the hysteria of coming to the realization that it's not going to happen has been the most difficult part. As far as working with vendors and venues, then that has not been a struggle, other than sometimes coordinating everybody to get back on the same day. So far, the furthest out we have gone to reschedule any weddings we were doing, I believe, is October. We've got a number of them that were able to be rescheduled toward the end of June, the month of July and August they've rescheduled for, and we've got everybody all set. You know, they were able to retain their same DJ, the same caterer, the same venue. But there's a process that we have gone through, and it can take a few days to get everybody lined up and let them know what to do and what they've got. That's basically what we've been dealing with. But getting past the emotional part has been That's the most difficult part.
How long should you wait before you decide, okay, because really right now we don't know when this is going to end. We don't know when things are going to get back to normal. It could be a few months. It could be 6 months. It could be a year. I mean, when do you tell a bride or a family, look, you need to make up your mind by here, and we need to start thinking about moving it this far out? When, because nobody wants to change their date, so how long is too long to wait?
Okay. That's the number one question that we tend to get. Obviously, weddings that were scheduled for, we had one scheduled the end of March. That was not obviously going to be able to take place. We've had a number of them in April, obviously not able to take place. Those have already all been rescheduled. And we jumped on those immediately, contacting the bride, the family, and started working on those when this all first came down about mid-March. That it was apparent that this could be much larger than we'd anticipated. Weddings that we have that are currently scheduled for June, we've reached out to all the brides, their families that we're working with for then, and let them know to let's just keep everything on hold. Everybody's still got their date. Everything is all set, but we need to have flexibility. What we've been telling our brides is that the shortest time you need to make that final call is 3 to 4 weeks. Don't make it before 6 weeks unless it's glaringly obvious we're not going to be able to honor the date that because of the government restrictions and the virus and the potential, you know, interest of the guests and the family members that are attending. So basically a shorter answer is to your question, 4 to 6 weeks.
What do you tell the brides, though? I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of things to think about when you start changing a date. I mean, the invitations, they're all, sometimes the napkins are all printed. What do brides need to really remember and keep forefront when they think about rescheduling? Because there's a lot of things in play here. So what do they need to make their focal point?
Well, if you've got a wedding professional helping you, it helps because they can tend to the business end of a wedding, and there is a business end to weddings, which is always kind of hard to say to people. But when people make their livelihood off of a certain piece of an industry, it becomes a business. And so moving that piece forward, you have to start with square one, which is remember where you started when your planning began. That is selecting a venue. We always tell couples, you don't have a wedding date until you have a venue, and you don't have a venue until you have a wedding date. So with that, you know, using that mentality, the first person you should be reaching out to, if you don't have someone who does that on your behalf, would be the venue. To just say, what other dates are optional? Let them give you the optional dates, and then you can between the bride and the groom and the families, the critical people that need to be there. Are they available? Is that a good date? They will not just give you one date in most cases. They'll give you a list of dates. We have this date, this date, this date that are still available. And then they can kind of pick which one works best. So that has been very successful. We have not changed venues on any wedding that we rescheduled. Every one of them, we were able to keep the same venue.
And obviously it's the business you're in, but the one point you made there is really important, and that is the fact if you have somebody doing this for you, okay, you're not completely out of the woods, but it certainly does take the heat off if I have somebody like a Jeanette Winchester that I could call and say, here, deal with this.
Well, thank you for that. But yes, it does help because again, we talk business person to business person. And as opposed to, you know, we become emotionally involved with our couples, but there's a time we have to separate that and say, okay, we have to change this date. Let me find out what dates are available. While you're finding that out over a period of a few hours or the next day, you know, you let them know you're going to know what dates they can have. It gives them a chance to absorb the fact that their wedding's going to have to be changed, that their date's going to have to be moved. By the time that next day gets there and you've got options, they're able to think clearer. They're able to be more realistic and realize that even if they had tried to go ahead with that date, that grandma and grandpa can't come. They just, that there's too much exposure for them, and they don't think about things like that. And so that's where all that comes in. And once you've got that date, and I always have asked the venues that we work with, which are basically everybody in our community, I ask them, for 2 or 3 dates. And then when I go to the couples, and the couples can do this, if you don't have somebody helping, you can do this, but get 2 or 3 dates. That way, then you can begin checking with your other vendors. Some people love their DJ. Got Frank Rush and you love him. He's going to DJ their wedding and he's not available one date, but he's available another. And kind of prioritize what vendors you're not willing to do without. If you've got a photographer that you have developed this relationship with and that's the only photographer you want doing your pictures of your wedding and this is the date they're available, then that's the date you need to start looking at first. And other vendors can do multiple weddings in a day. If we aren't doing coordinating at weddings, or if we've got a certain number of weddings we're doing the coordinating and the planning for, we have other weddings that just use our rental service. Well, we can have rental service available for anybody if they want table runners or decorations or linens or things like that, because they come and pick those up before the wedding. So a lot of vendors have the ability to do multiple in a day. Mm-hmm. Another example of that is the cake providers here in town. The cake providers do more than one wedding cake on a Saturday. And so if you talk to them, quite possibly they'll be able to do your cake no matter what day you move it to.
Jeanette,
so it's just a systematic process to go through.
Jeanette Winchester, Simple to Elegance, our guest today. We're talking about the fact that coronavirus is causing a lot of changes around the area and folks having to reschedule weddings and other events. Jeanette, one of the things, too, I know that people are kind of worried about is the fact that they – let's face it, all these vendors, everybody, they a lot of times sign contracts, put deposits down. How hard is it to change when you actually get all that paperwork locked in place?
You know, I found that way easier than a lot of the couples are anticipating. That's another question that we get quite a bit. Again, if you're dealing with a professional, I'm just using a DJ, for example, a professional DJ that has a contract with you and you've paid your deposit, whatever that might be, they are more than willing to just adjust the contract, either send you a new contract, that's what some of them have done, adjusting the date, or just sending you a hard copy email that you can print that says, you know, per our phone conversation, we're going to keep everything the same, but your date has been revised from, say, April 25th until July 11th. And everything will be the same. We'll, you know, and that way you've got, you just attach that to your contract. So that's been much easier than it could have been. I think there's maybe one or two that actually drew up a new contract. One is a wedding we're doing in Indianapolis and the hotel wanted a whole new contract. That's fine. You know, that's fine. It didn't really change anything, but the date. So again, something else to think about is hotels that are holding blocks of rooms. That you need to get a hold of those hotels and let them know you won't be using that block of rooms and here's why. And they're more than happy to get a new block of rooms for the days that you need. But it's important because if you happen to pick a holiday weekend, they may not have the rooms and you might have to switch hotels.
Probably.
And you have to notify your guests. So there's a lot of little things that boxes that need to be checked.
The bridal dress, obviously, the bride's going to get the dress. She's going to wear it at some point in time. Tux rental, though, would probably be another one, kind of like you mentioned with the hotels and stuff, because you want to make sure that the tuxes are available the weekend you want them.
Absolutely. And once again, if you're not running back into a prom situation or some heavy situation where there's a lot of tuxedos going out, prom is really the only one that, you know, jumps into my mind. They're more than happy to change that. And even if you've got enough advance notice, they're more than happy to work with you on that.
We talk about weddings and stuff, but also, too, there's the other side of this. There's the business end of it, corporate events. There's a lot of businesses out there that have meetings and different events. They're kind of caught in the same pickle, too. And now all of a sudden they may be competing with a wedding to get a hall or something like that.
It is there are a lot of corporate events out there, and you know, there's a lot of charitable events. I actually have sat on the committee for 100 Men Who Cook for the Terre Haute Children's Museum ever since the inception of the event. And of course, that's been postponed. It was scheduled to be April 18th and that's been postponed and we're waiting to get hopefully a new date. We're hoping to get it in August, but you know, we'll see. But it just changes. It changes everything. Many of the businesses that we do corporate events for, the colleges here in town, and some of their events they're rescheduling, and some they're just having to cancel. They're just going to cancel it for the present time until they see how things are going. It's just the nature of it that we just all have to live through.
I suppose I was just going to say, go right ahead.
One of the things I would say there's a couple things on the wedding front that you can do at this time. People, that's another question we get. What should I be doing? I'm doing nothing in my planning stage of my wedding. I'm not doing anything. I need to be doing things. Well, there's a couple of things that you could do. And if you'd like, I'd be happy to share a couple of those with you, because I think these are questions if I've had them asked multiple times, other people are thinking about. And one thing that you can do is if you've got a wedding website, go in there and just update some information on it. If you've had to make some changes, let everybody know on your website, or build yourself a wedding website if you have some extra time on your hands, which a lot of people do now. Build a wedding website. We usually recommend using theknot.com because it's a very common wedding website. And you can put a lot of things in there. You can say, had a great conversation with our DJ, Frank Rush, and he's available on our new date. Can't wait to, to dance and party with Frank, and, put your feelings into your website. That's a real positive. Another thing is, if you are caught in that trap of having to reschedule your date, a couple things to think about is how to reschedule it. One of the things we get, what do we do about the invitations? They've already been out. We've already got the RSVPs. Remember that some of the people who could come to your wedding when it was a certain date may not be available on your new date as guests. Also remember, there might be people that couldn't come on your date that can now come when you've rescheduled it. So don't just notify the people that had RSVP'd that they could come. You really need to notify everyone. And we have found that out. They're like, the brides and grooms are telling us with their new date, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Our best friends from wherever can now come. They weren't able to come on the date before. So those are lists that you can work on. If your wedding isn't until later, like in fall or winter of this year, or even next spring, this is a great time to start really getting serious about your guest list. You can gather up addresses, different things you're going to need on down the road. Those are all things you can be doing. Know that when all of this passes, and it will, that the wedding industry is still going to be there. You're still going to have vendors that support you and will do everything they can to make you have the very best, happiest, most exciting day that you've always been planned. It'll just be a different day.
And if you've got a date already printed on napkins and some things like that, just treat them like stamp collectors do. It's a mistake, and now it's a collectible item.
There you go. And you know what? Use them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You don't have to have them. Use them, when the bride and groom are cutting their cake, they can say, be sure and take one of our souvenir napkins that had our wedding date that was scheduled 2 months ago.
Well, I tell you, you're going to be busy the rest of this year, I'm sure, just helping folks out through what could be a challenging time. But I know that, like you said, it'll pass and it'll all be good.
It will. And the industry, it's a big, strong industry. And I would just encourage couples, you're not getting married to have a big wedding. You're getting married because you love each other and you want to make plans and spend the rest of your life together. Don't lose focus of what's important. Don't lose focus on that. Take this time to enjoy being together, cook together, laugh together, whatever. Do something other than intensely planning the wedding and focusing on this piece. You're going to do that. You're going to focus on that until you get it rescheduled.
Jeanette,
and then start seeing that there's light at the end of that tunnel. But just enjoy this time together.
Jeanette,
that's the most important part.
Jeanette Winchester from Simple to Elegant, our guest today, helping you maybe make some ideas, get some ideas, and make the wedding season. Now that the coronavirus is here and all these changes have been going on, if you got to reschedule, she's got some ideas for you there. And, of course, if you want to talk to Jeanette off air, may not be a bad idea if you've got an event coming up. You can always look them up on the web and on Facebook. Just Google Simple to Elegant. Jeanette, again, thank you for being with us today. That is a check of what we've got going on today. By the way, if you missed any part of the program, you want to listen to it again, we've got it posted as a podcast on all of our websites, so you can look it up there. Thanks for being with us this weekend. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.